Willie Jackson with us. Thanks for your time, Willie. Tēnā koe. Morena,
bro. Morena.
Well, it's Men's Health Week. I'd like to touch on a couple of aspects of that, but it does seem that things are ramping up, Willie J, as we head towards the election, with the coalition government just trying to debunk anything that you're pushing forward. I mean, let's start with the capped transport issues. I mean, this is going to be so important to so many people, the ceiling on the amount that they're spending on transport with the blowout in the cost of fuel. This is a significant cope-up. I would have expected it to get widespread support, but your opponents, again, trying to discredit it and saying that you haven't got the costings right. What would you say about the importance to so many of that transport initiative, Willie?
Well, the problem is exactly what you've said, is that we are getting widespread support for it. So they think their job is to debunk and look at every line, every word, where's it going to come from. Here's the reality. And 90% of the people don't care. They don't care. They don't care that, about where it's coming from. They just care about what's in front of them. And what's in front of them is Struggle Street. What's in front of them is a cost of living crisis. So, you know, we don't have to justify every word, every line to these people. Don't get me wrong, I'll back up, but I just get sick of trying to justify it to these morons who don't see it as a priority. You know, they don't see people halving or even less than that their costs in terms of travelling on a bus, travelling on a train. They don't see that as a priority. They see tobacco companies as a priority. They see landlords as a priority. They see, oil and gas companies as a priority. You know, well, that's what, never mind all the hundreds of millions and billions that are going out to all those people, all those groups, and the media also don't critique or slice them up every cent that's going that way. You know, it's to your average person in Struggle Street, they don't give a stuff about what these guys are going on about. They don't give a stuff about. You know, when you think someone in South Auckland and Mangere, you think someone in Porirua is going to say, oh yes, but Willie, but where's it coming from and how are you going to pay for it? They want to be looked after, and that's what it is for us. It's about our priorities, and our priorities, people though. And so I'm really proud of this policy. Really proud of Tangi, my mate Tangi, who's done a terrific job in this transport area, and is advancing this. And they think they've got some sort of triumph when they find out that something doesn't stack up here, there, and everywhere. It's been critiqued. It's been overseen by some of our experts, and it holds up. Irritates the other side is the way that it's been embraced by the public, who understand that people are our priorities, not numbers, not the high end of town, not gas companies, not landlords, not the lobbyists. And I just want to thank people for the support we're getting for this policy. It's been terrific.
It's going to be a great deal to people. I'd think more people would climb on to public transport, and surely that's what we need, more and more people utilising public transport. The cap seems a strong idea, well received in Māori communities. Likewise, the 3 health visits per year. It's Men's Health Week, and we'll touch on a couple of aspects of that, but at least by saying to our blokes, hey, listen, get along to your doc, get your blood pressure checked, get heart health sorted. And it won't cost you 3 times a year. This in itself should sit really well with the people who are drawn to Labor's message, yeah?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. That's this is about capital gains tax, and you'll get 3 free visits a year to the GPs. I mean, that might not mean a lot to some people, but again, the response has been fantastic, and in Men's Health Week, which is an important week in this country, even all the better, you know. And you know, that's what these Men's Health it's all about, you know, about being conscious of your situation, your position, your whānau's position, you know, understanding what the whānau wants to. Māori men in particular, we keep a lot to ourselves, and we need to be more conscious about what's happening whānau-wise. And how do we do that? Well, we need to be looking after ourselves and our families and our family's health. So incredibly important work.
Yeah, I've got a mate going through a prostate cancer journey at the moment, and we know that 700 guys die or close on each year from prostate cancer. These are avoidable with early detection, of course, Willie, and then we've got issues of bowel cancer, the age adjustment, which also compromises our people's health as well. You've got mates too who have been snapped by not realising they've had high blood pressure, as an example, and ultimately having heart issues as a result. I guess you could look back at some mates lost who weren't aware just how sick they were, Willie.
Well, I just need to look at myself, Dale. You know, back in 2008, just going for a check, and all of a sudden you got the you know, I had blockage, and lucky I went for the check, courtesy of my wife Tanya and John, because Len Brown had gone down, you know, with those heart problems, as you recall, Dale.
Yeah, sure.
So we're talking 18 years ago. And so I went and just had a check, and hello, blocked up. And they said I could go within 6 weeks, or if I got lucky, you know, could go on for years. But they said 70-80% chance of going, you know. And that's just through a check. And so next minute I'm having a heart bypass, Dale. So I'm a classic example of someone who, you know, through, I suppose, just going through the check, going through the process, I was able to, I suppose, sidestep, you know, that heart attack, which, you know, God willing, you know, I've sidestepped it, but, you know, you don't know for sure, but, you know, I've got 18 years since then, since the bypass, you know, because the doctor's got in and I got a quadruple bypass. So that's just being vigilant and going for the check, Dale, which I say to men, you know, doesn't hurt at all, and take the time to do so that you will understand. But if you don't, you can get caught out, as too many people are.
Yeah, tēnā koe. I was talking with Associate Professor George Laking from the Centre for Cancer Research earlier in the program, and he said that whānau play a really important role here in men's health. Now, you mentioned Tania. She said she wanted you to go and get a check-up. Ultimately, that was discovered, and, you know, there was an intervention. So to maintain this sort of confidentiality between the doctor and the patient, in a Māori sense, not quite as good as we could be, because the whānau are so important. Often I sense it's daughters who have some big sway, if not partners. Daughters just say, Dad, you're important to us. You've got information that our mokos need to glean from you as you get older. You're a taonga to the whānau. This sort of kōrero can encourage our men to go and get checked up, but no more important week than this strong focus this week on men's health. What would you say of the whānau role, as was the case in your situation, Willie, in maintaining good health for our fellas?
Well, it's incredibly important because, you know, we're a bit blockheaded, you know, you and me. We do our own thing. And, you know, if I had had it my way, I wouldn't have gone for the check. I wouldn't have even had the bypass, you know, because I thought when I got the news, I said, oh, I'll be right. They said, oh, well, you know, you've got an 80% chance of having a heart attack. And I said, so 20% chance of not having one. And they said, well, that's true, but 80% chance within the, you know, the next couple of months or the next few years. But they said, you could be lucky and go 20, 25 years, but that's like a 20% chance. I said, well, my view was I'll take the chance, the 20% chance. Well, if you've got a good whānau, they're going to say, well, no, you're not. No, you're not, Dad. No, you're not, Bob. You know, you're going in for an operation, and so the whānau has to be supportive, vigilant, encouraging, and also, you know, you're probably going to have the odd bloody scrap with the whānau too about this sort of stuff. But that comes with the territory. That's what we do. So, you know, we have a few robust words with our whānau. That's how it goes. That's what whānau's about. And so whānau have to be prepared to do that. They have to be prepared to challenge their papas, their fathers, their uncles, their kurus. They have to, because, and that's not easy, particularly if that father and that papa is the leader of the whānau and makes all the final decisions. So many families have to come up with a bit of a strategy sometimes when you get belligerent, you know, papas and kurus and fathers who sort of know it all, and actually what they're doing, though, is being a bit stupid, a bit block-headed, and actually risking their lives. So, you know, what you think is an easy situation sometimes is not, if you have a strong family father figure who makes all the calls and makes all the decisions. So it does require thought from a whānau and strategy and working things out there.
Thanks for sharing some kōrero about that. I remember it well too. And by coincidence, your mum was in with a similar operation in the room next door too. 18 years, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot to be thankful for, Willie J. Good luck with the battles ahead. And they are significant as we ramp up towards November 7. But it's certainly an interesting race to the finish line. And with the Nats slipping in the polls and Labor gaining on them, there is nervousness all around. That's why we must all be enrolled to vote. We can have our say. We can change the direction of this nation politically. The power is with the people. Willie Jackson with us on Wednesday mornings. Thanks, Willie.
Kia ora, brother.
Kia ora, thank you.
Ngā mihi.